Hi, greetings, Arizona Craft Beer Festival. We're talking beers, our love of beer, local beer. I'm here with Johan. He's our marketing guy in charge of events. I'm Matt. I do the digital stuff for Phoenix Magazine, and we both love craft beer, right?
So much.
Especially Arizona
so
craft
much.
Beer.
Too much.
That's kind of the point of this channel, the point of our awards, our festival
right.
that we have coming up in the fall. Today, we're going to talk about this one that we picked up from Grand Canyon Brewing called Fit for a Hottopsy. It's a 7% West Coast style IPA. Johan, this was released kind of at the end of February for Arizona Beer Week.
That's right.
So,
it's awesome. Collaboration.
Yeah, awesome collaboration out of San Diego's Second Chance Beer Company.
That's right.
And also with the metal band, Fit for an Autopsy. So that's the name of the beer, Fit for a Hoptopsy. So why don't you crack that open?
I will.
We promised in the previous episode we get good glasses. So we got, this is proper beer glass, by the way. Pour it in, enjoy your beer, release the carbonation. Never drink out of a can.
That's right.
Cans are gross, right?
Yeah, and also don't drink out of a chilled glass. This is a common mistake that you get at a lot of restaurants that don't know what they're doing. Because the chilled frozen glass will shock the beer, kill a lot of the carbonation, and then get rid of a lot of the flavor. So
man, that's such good advice.
To like, drink out of a room temperature glass.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to lose so much flavor. And speaking of flavor, tell me what you get right off the note, and I'll kind of show what I've learned by researching this beer.
Yeah, so it
I've
smells...
I've had it before. I went up to Grand Canyon Brewing and all the Flagstaff breweries during Beer Week right
nice.
At the beginning, and this was one that they offered me on a tray of probably like 20 different tasters. they treated me right up there.
Yeah. Super tropical, I feel like.
Yeah, real fruity on the nose.
Yep. So I typically tend to lean more towards kind of the hazier New England style IPAs because I like the balance, like the sweetness. This one is very balanced and very drinkable and very tasty, and but it is definitely very hop forward. So
yeah.
If you're a hop head, yeah. If you like that kind of thing, this is probably your cup of tea.
Yeah.
Or beer.
Yeah. You have your Idaho 7 hops. Tropical, real tropical hop. You get a lot of more of that. Your Talus hops are in here for. You get a lot of pine, right? A lot of bitter.
A lot of pine. It's very fruity on the nose.
Yeah.
It's fruity. It's very tropical, kind of at the very beginning, and then you're left with a very piney sort of aftertaste.
Yeah.
Which, if you're not an IPA fan, that's typically why people aren't IPA fans.
Sure, sure.
Because of that flavor. But still, it's a proper beer.
It's right up my alley because I love the more bitter, the clear kind of West Coast style. So cool thing about Grand Canyon is they recently expanded to a new location in Page.
That's right. Lake Powell.
Right up there. A lot of tourists go up there, you know, on their way to Lake Powell and whatnot.
And they might be the only brewery up there.
I think they are. Yeah, I think they are. They
yeah.
took over, from what I understand, what I can remember, they took over an old firehouse.
Oh, cool.
Up there in Page, the city was very receptive. They really wanted them to come up. So they're doing a lot more. It allowed them to do some more production of barrel-aged beers
okay.
from Grand Canyon. Right now, I don't know a whole lot if they're into that realm right now or if they're just sitting on some stuff. They come out with a really great pumpkin one in the fall. That's about the only one I'm familiar with, but... What that does now with new locations, it allows them to brew more small batch stuff at their Flagstaff location. Right there when you first come into Flagstaff,
yep.
right on Milton Road, right?
Mm-hmm.
You go in and that big location there, they have a fairly new, like a small batch brewing system.
Oh, cool.
Smaller kegs. You go into
yeah.
a brewery and they have the giant barrels or tanks, right? These are smaller.
Right.
And that's what this Fit for a Hottopsy comes in on. It's one of those small batch productions out of Flagstaff.
Yep.
And then you have the Williams location where they're expanding that now. And
oh, nice.
You're just going to see, you know, Grand Canyon brews everywhere you go. Here's one on the table.
Well, they also distill, right? So I can imagine stuff. That they're probably going to be using a lot of their own barrels for the barrel aging program.
They do a lot of good like vodkas and whiskeys. Yep. Really great stuff from Grand Canyon. This is one of them. One of the more popular ones that I noticed coming out of Beer Week, and I believe you can still find it here on the shelf. It is May when we're recording these. This was released in kind of late February, but we were able to find this on the shelf in a fridge actually a couple weeks ago, so at the end of April. Really great, comes in 16 ounce can. Again, double dry hops, kind of give you a little bit more mouthfeel on there. What else do you want to know about Grand Canyon Brewing? I can probably go on for days, but it might bore some people.
I think people are just going to have to, look out for their next festival appearance.
Yeah, tell me about that. Arizona Craft Beer Festival.
That's right.
Slated for October, right?
Yep, October 22nd is the date we're kind of honing in on. Hopefully we can announce that for sure here in the next week or two from when we filmed this. But yeah, basically we are going to be putting on this new festival, and it's going to be tied in with our Arizona Craft Beer Awards.
Yes.
Which is a combination of our Best of the Valley Reader's Choice Awards, which the voting is currently open, so make sure you go to phoenixmag.com.
That's right. We'll flash up these fancy graphics on the screen. And
then we'll also have a proper kind of award set up where we're going to have some judges and we're going to have breweries submit what they like for each category. And then we will announce those the day before the festival itself, so that when you go to the festival, you'll see everyone's awards and you can try the best beers in Arizona.
Yeah, make sure to get on Best of the Valley and vote every day through May 21st.
That's right.
There's a full category, full group of all the beer, Arizona beer styles that I could think of.
That's right.
Since I put on this thing, and if I missed anything, send me an email, let me know, and get on there and vote every day for your favorite style. Is it a Grand Canyon wheat? Is it a Four Peaks IPA? Whatever it is, let us know, and we'll get those awards out.
That's right. And then the other thing too is we have a Arizona Craft Beer Festival Instagram, right? That people can follow.
Yes,
that's
what this video will be posted on. We're also on YouTube. I'm going to turn these into podcasts too.
Perfect.
So we can get out to wherever you consume content, whether it's on Instagram, YouTube. Yep. Facebook at phoenixmag.com. The Craft Beer Festival Awards, I believe I got it down. It should be ACBA Awards. No, I'm sorry. ACBC Fest.
That's
on
right.
Instagram. Follow that account.
We'll put it all underneath here.
These videos will be on there.
Everything.
Our
so
pictures
sure
will be on here. We have so many here. I'm going to pick up this secondary camera and kind of go through. This is just one box of about four or five that we have in the office to go through in the next couple months, so I'm up for the challenge.
That's right, me too. I'm in on it.
And Craft Beer Festival, look for more of that information coming soon as we narrow down. I think we have a date, right? We are close to a location.
Yep, and October 22nd.
Perfect, perfect.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
Perfect, thanks Johan.
Thanks guys.